I just want to say one or two things. I have very little to add, but coming from Africa, coming from Ethiopia, and having a chance to travel in most of parts of the world and speaking with farmers, I see it almost incomprehensible to think seeds without people's knowledge, traditional knowledge. I cannot think it. In Ethiopia, we have more than 100 varieties of wheat, and farmers have names for each of these varieties. They know how to use them. They know when to plant them. They know when to harvest them. Women knows how to handle them. So it's very much connected with the cultural rights of people, with the cultural rights of women. Women. It's very, very critical that we don't separate seeds from traditional knowledge. And respecting this, the African Model Law for the protection of local communities, farmers and breeders, and for the regulation of access to biological resources have it there. And it is also reflected on the Protection of Plant Varieties and Farmers' Rights Act in India. And CBD, the Convention on Biological Diversity, Article 10C alludes to it. So it's not new. I just wanted to say this. Thank you.